This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
So when you talk about Ray Lewis, he's one of the ultimates ever that ever played the game, you know, especially at linebacker, just as an NFL player, you know. You can put him in that bunch with LT. You know, there's guys like that that you can't take nothing from his game. I know Ray Lewis is going to come at me, and I'm going to come right back at him. I mean, that's just football. And he know what football is about, and I know what football is about. He's been playing it for years, and I know he's been a professional for years. So we got to give, you know, both of us can give all we can.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's the Ravens or whoever we're playing this week, we just need to win one. And, you know, now that we're playing the Ravens, it would be nice to get the first one. I think this is a good defense, can be a great challenge for us. You know, but I think we got to go in, we got to play well. I mean, we got to play better than we have the last couple of weeks and just find a way to put four quarters together of good, consistent football where we're not moving backwards, we're moving forwards, and kind of let the chips fall where they may.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns staff writer Matt Filijanzic. Well, Matt, it's primetime Thursday night, and the Browns are in Baltimore getting ready for this huge matchup. The Ravens are coming off a huge win against the New England Patriots, and the Browns are coming off a tough loss against the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, they are, Jameer, and it's going to be a tough atmosphere to play in M&T Bank Stadium. Those fans feed off the energy of the players, specifically linebacker Ray Lewis, and the players feed off the energy from the fans. It's a good environment, a good road test within this AFC North division for the Browns.
Matt, you're absolutely right, because when number 52 Ray Lewis comes out of that tunnel, it just seems like a light switch goes off and that crowd just erupts. You can't even hear yourself think out there.
No, you can't. You feel the electricity in the air, and it's a great atmosphere, one you want to play in every week. Ray Lewis is one of the most emotional players that I've ever seen, especially from a middle linebacker spot. He really sets the tempo for this defense, and he has a great run of history against the Browns in 23 career games, 267 tackles. He's made some sacks, intercepted four passes, took one back to the house. 52 is definitely one of the players you have to watch out for on that defense.
And another player you have to watch out for on that defense is number 20, Ed Reed. And Coach Shermer talked about you have to know where Ed Reed is at on the field at all times.
When 20's on the field, something special could happen for the Ravens defense. In 19 games against the Browns, he's intercepted 10 passes. He's returned them for 356 yards and a couple touchdowns in there as well. He's the active leader in the NFL, 59 total interceptions. He's returned them for over 1,500 yards and 7 scores. This young man is a ball hawk. He's not a young man anymore, but he's still a great player. And when he's in the area of the ball, watch out, because it could be going back.
Well, Matt, our rookie quarterback, Brandon Whedon, definitely has an eye out for Ed Reed, and he spoke to the media earlier this week. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
You know, I think Ed, I think he ranks up there. I think he is the best safety of all time. I mean, consistency. I mean, he's a guy that, he's a game changer back there. I mean, you know, he has so much freedom. He can kind of run around and do his own thing, and that defense is so good they can make up for it because they've got guys around him that can really play. So he's a good player. You know, I enjoyed watching him the last few years just as a fan, you know. So he's a good player back there. You got to really know where he's at on every play, you know, he's been doing it for a long time. He's a great player.
Matt, looking at this Ravens team offensively and defensively, their playmakers clear across the board. Just talk about what's it going to take for the Browns to be successful in all three phases of the game.
Well, the Browns have to be in protect and serve mode. Offensively, they have to protect Brandon Whedon, make sure that he has the time necessary to throw the ball down the field and go through his progressions. And also, they have to protect the football. They can't give the Ravens turnovers. You turn the ball over against this Baltimore team, you're asking for trouble. Defensively, you have to serve up the physicality. The Ravens play a physical style of football on both sides of the ball. You have to make sure you match and exceed their intensity and their physicality. You have to find a way to meet Ray Rice at the line of scrimmage and meet him in the hole and not let him get into space. This young man can really make a day bad for a defense if he gets into space, whether he's running the ball or catching the ball out of the backfield. You also have to find a way to bother Joe Flacco. He was untouched in that win over the New England Patriots. He's been sacked 5 times in 3 weeks, did not get touched against New England. You have to find a way to alter that and make sure that you pressure him into making some mistakes.
Matt, thank you for breaking it down. And Browns fans, enjoy the game.